Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, Tiger Woods, fresh off a visit to the British Open. Hi, Tiger. How are you this morning?
Hi, Musers.
Hi.
Well,
hi.
Didn't look like it went too well at the British for you, unfortunately.
No, it didn't. I can't believe that Cameron Smith won. He's a total spare.
Well, not really.
He's a promising young player.
He's only won, like, one major. Yeah. I've won, like, 50 of them.
15.
He's just getting started.
And I know that I don't have hair, and I basically look like Ron Washington up there now.
Yeah.
But what's up with Cameron Smith's hair?
It's not a great look.
An Arkansas thing or something? Is he from Arkansas?
No, he's from Australia.
Oh, I knew he had a messed up accent somehow.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say too much.
Did you hear the good news?
What's that?
Phil missed the cut.
but so did you.
You did too, by the worst margin ever.
He was so mad. I guess that live tour hasn't really helped his game much, has it?
No.
That's what the Saudis do. They kill journalists and lefties' career.
Yeah, it's kind of a somber note there.
But, yeah, speaking of somber notes, did you see that the camera caught me crying as I was walking up the 18th?
Yeah,
well, if that's going to be your final trip around St. Andrews, that's understandable.
Oh, that wasn't why I was crying.
Why?
Because my chlamydia was killing me.
Tiger.
What?
I'm kidding. I don't have chlamydia. I haven't even done anything to get chlamydia.
I was going to say.
Because, you know, my girlfriend Erica Herman, she's got up top boobies. And everything.
Okay. Yeah. So childish.
And you know what? When she pushes them together, they look like a butt. It's so funny.
Tiger.
It's so funny. But yeah, Erica told me that if I won the British Open at St. Andrew, that she was gonna let me touch her back bathroom area. So I was so excited, but unfortunately I didn't win the whole tournament.
No, you didn't really
not
come close.
No, but she's really nice to me. For my birthday, she let me kiss her hand.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I was so turned on, I had to go into my room afterwards and rub up against my stuffed animals.
We don't have to hear that, for gosh sakes.
Hey, remember when I plowed my SUV into a hill in California?
Yes.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, that wasn't the best move, was it?
No.
It turned my leg into a Twizzler.
Kind of did.
Looks like you're struggling with that, too.
I know, and now I can't win tournaments or anything.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking for life beyond golf because I just don't think I can play much longer.
Wow.
So I'm thinking of, like, making TikToks to raise awareness for cheating on your wife.
Okay.
So it's basically going to be videos of me dancing while Waffle House statistics flash on the screen.
All right. Quite a career move.
You know who I wish could have seen me miss the cut by 9 shots in a historic setting?
Who? Yep.
The bovine-shaped coffin stuffer who, before he became non-living, once got so horny in his front pants that he convinced Hitler to invade Poland below the 38th parallel so that Pol Pot would start a war in Iraq and Vietnam so that he could sign up for service at the Appomattox courthouse to represent the Russian forces so that he could travel to Singapore to sniff every bar seat for an ovulating Thailand person girl who was so ripe and deep in estrus that he could match with her on pre-tender, which was also called life, but she took one look at his rigid tinkle stick that was standing out so proudly that he could hang a double wet towel off of it, so she took off running into the woods outside Hong Kong so that she could disappear into the elements like a shape-shifting predator, but he tracked her down and followed her into a cave outside Damascus where he laid her down and got her to officially blog about her enthusiastic consent just so there would be no Title IX issues. So he introduced his egg white splitting spitting DNA injector into her self-lubricating mommy coin purse through a series of undulating walrus humps, causing his eyes to roll back in extreme devil pleasure, and then the evil passed from his body to hers so that 9 months later she would have to absentmindedly squat into the cereal aisle of a Kroger and shoot a crime scene onto the linoleum containing a meowing creek bed ET that one day would grow up to be a 15-time major winner and serial Nordic wife cheater. He says hi.
He says hi. More and more amazing. So,
bye, musers.
Bye, Tiger.
I guess he's done.
Bye.
So, pretender is also known as life.
I guess so.